How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like, what was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like,
got two songs for you.
All right now, fellas, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
All right, on Friday morning, let's do Like a Virgin, shall we? That seems like the appropriate thing to do.
Nah.
Okay. Well, we've got everything set up already. This is
annoying. Oh, there's a keyboard. Yep. There's a drum kit. Oh, hey. It's Chance Waters. Hello.
Hey. Morning, man. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you, man. Good.
Thanks for being here at Triple J. Everyone loves you.
Oh, do they?
Apparently.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm going to tell my mom. This is great.
We knew you as Fat Chance. Now you're Chance Waters. Why the change?
The original name was terrible. I thought of it when I was like 15, man, and I was like a battle rapper. I thought I was really cool, and I just thought of this name because my real name is Chance. Like, Chance Waters isn't like a stage name.
Yeah.
And then I grew to regret it and eventually ditched it.
Wow.
Story of my life.
Good to know.
For people who are just familiar with Chance Waters and not Fat Chance, that was Fat with a PH.
Yes, with a PH, and it was one word as well. Very Googleable.
Mm. Oh, that's nice. Well, we have had Maybe Tomorrow, which was very popular indeed, and now the latest single kicking around, Young and Dumb, which features Bertie Blackman, who, oh, bloody hell, she's here too.
Oh,
g'day, but I didn't see you there.
Came out of my little rabbit hole.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
That's good.
Now, would you guys be able to look into each other's eyes and tell us how you ended up collaborating on a tune together?
Well, I was already sort of a fan. Like, I'll admit, I was a little bit of a fanboy. I don't think she'd ever heard of me.
Hey.
And Mercy Killer happened to go to radio, like, the exact same day as my last single. And I was like, oh, man, this is really good. And it sounds like this other single that I'm working on. And so I just, contacted her, and then we sort of, I mean, I'll call her a friend, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
we only just really met in person yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
So
went
we did
hung
the
out.
Whole thing over Skype. It was a modern technology experience of recording.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did you find that? I mean, would that have been frustrating or?
No, it was pretty cool, actually. And we both write in really similar ways, and we work on stuff in really similar ways. And so, we just...
Yeah. Homespun styles.
Did you enjoy the process of being on a hip-hop tune, Bertie? You got such a distinctive voice that being a hook singer on a particular scene sounds great.
I was a bit daunted, to be completely honest, because I really wanted to, I really wanted to do a good job and do like a Bertie thing on it rather than going, la, 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 la,
Kelly Rowland kind of.
Yeah. So, and I just, like, I really wanted to take, like, a Motown spin on it. So, it was really fun and really different to all the stuff that I make as well, which I really love the challenge of. So,
yeah. Cool. On Triple J, well, let's have a listen to the track. Performed live. We've also got John, Steve, Tim and Tom. Morning, boys.
Morning.
They're ready to rock out. We've got a keyboard here. We've got bass and guitar and drums. And, oh, why is there a lion here? This little stuffed
Chance,
lion.
I have no idea what that lion is about.
Oh.
Who's responsible for the stuffed lion?
Okay, that might be a bit later on relating to a clue maybe to the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Right, okay. Well, that was awkward. Okay, here we go. The original tune for you for Like a Virgin from Chance Waters, a track that's kicking around a lot here at Triple J, Young and Dumb. Something interesting is happening with the film clip of this too. We'll ask you about this after your performance. But here it is, live music on Friday morning from Chance Waters and Bertie Blackman and band. This is Young and Dumb.
She bit my hand so hard that it drew blood. I think that was the moment I knew true love. She said she loves who I'd be if I grew up. But till then, could I please keep my shoes on? Cause she says we've still got forever. We're young and dumb, and we don't know better. And I don't get her, but I tell her she'll come around. Well, I know we're up and down, but that won't mess us around. Oh no, uh-oh. And this may be jumping in the deep end, but maybe we could watch some TV on a weekend. I'll come to yours, maybe we could have some pizzas, fight about some dumb shit and tell each other secrets. And while you were getting plates in the tea set, I saved time and thought of names for our three kids. But I'll forget them when we argue for no reason, tease you endlessly but worry about your feelings. Cause she says we've still got forever, we're young and dumb and we don't know better. And I don't get her, but I tell her she'll come around. Around, oh no, uh-oh.
Bertie Blackman there. Aww. And their original tune, Young and Dumb. Incredible stuff, guys. How many times have you performed that live together before?
That's the first time we've ever done it.
No! Oh! Yeah. Goodness me.
That's huge.
Nailed it.
We're also heading off on tour. The Young and Dumb tour kicks off next Friday night. We'll take running through the dates of that after at the 8 o'clock news when we get a cover from you guys as well. But thanks so much for that. That was really great. And the film clip, you're still working on this. This is a crowdsourced idea to make Young and Dumb?
Yeah, so basically what we've done is we've asked people to sort of submit footage of themselves doing something young or doing something dumb or doing something both or just sort of hanging out with their partners or whatever. Like, we really don't know what's going to come in. You know, we've been getting a lot of submissions with, like, skateboarding and all that kind of stuff. But at this point, it's pretty freeform.
I see you're encouraging people to do it Gangnam style if they like.
I'd love some of that in there. And, we're just asking people to sort of throw an infinity symbol as well in the mix just to kind of tie it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, if they remember. And, all the information's just at my Young and Dumb site. Sort of tour page, it's like down the bottom, so people can look that up.
Still seeing the person that you were young and dumb with in this song? Okay,
yes.
Right, that's
yes,
nice.
I am.
You're still young and dumb with that.
Yeah, I'm still very much young and dumb.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay,
nice. We can check that morning.
Chance Waters joining us for Like a Version. We're going to get a cover after the 8 o'clock news. Now, I've heard you've been working on a clue.
Yeah.
So sometimes people do off the top of their heads. This is totally well thought out clue.
Yeah. I've got two clues. I'll give one now. I'll give one right.
We're giving one away, to be honest.
Yeah, you guys gave a pretty big one.
Apologies
away.
For that.
Yeah.
Okay. The first clue is this song is not about a large wolf woman.
Great. Good. Well, time for the news, I reckon.
Yeah.
What are they going to guess
I would
on the text line? I'll tell you what, the covers have been great in the past couple of weeks. The clues have been horrendous. We've had a horrendous series of weeks of clues. But
this
you
one's
can text
right.
me if you like
this one.
043975755 if you want to have a guess. And Chance Waters is going to stick around and do this thing, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to do this thing.
Cool.
How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like
what was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over.
Like
got two songs for you.
Alright now, fellas, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Version on Triple J.
The Like a Version Volume 8 CD comes out today, and we are
Hooray.
Celebrating with Chance Waters, who's in the studio with us. Hello again, Chance.
Hey.
I'm good. Thank you, man.
Well, maybe this could end up on Volume 9, if you're lucky.
Yes.
What we're about to experience.
Well, we could probably slip it on to 8 quickly before
it goes out. Just go do a quick burn.
At 9 o'clock, it'll open. We could go and chuck it on before that.
All right, we'll try and
Bertie Blackman has left the studio, and you're all on your lonesome with John, Steve, Tim, and Tom, your backing band here.
Now, we had a clue before 8 o'clock about the cover.
Yes.
That was, this song is not about a...
Large wolf woman. Yep.
Okay.
I totally had another clue that I was ready
so
to
So people
get.
Are going, it's not Wolf Mother. Oh, but you've got another clue that you want to... Okay.
Yes. I know it's too late now, but a lot of people might say at the moment this band is quite Babel-icious.
So pretty.
Brilliant.
So look at you.
All right, we'll give people a bit of a chance to let that sink in. And we'll talk about something while they turn the radio off and sort of come to terms with it and turn it back on for the cover. I'm talking about a bit of artwork that you've got for your singles that are coming out at the moment. It's a little bit Disney-esque. Who's doing this?
It is. A guy called Stephen Ung has done all of the cover art for the singles so far. I sort of went to school with him, and yeah, we wanted something that showed the sort of contrast. You know, I'm big on the light and dark thing. Like, I think a lot of people pick that up on Maybe Tomorrow, and this song again is sort of like that. It's about sort of the ups and downs and things. So we wanted this kind of happy-go-lucky Disney thing, but like there's like skulls vomiting rainbows and stuff in it as well. So yeah.
Are you a Disney fan? What's your favorite film?
My favorite Disney film. Oh, that's a really hard one. I reckon Aladdin. Aladdin's a killer.
I'll go with you on that one.
Robin Hood doesn't get in there. No,
it's a fox.
Nah, sorry, man. Sorry, nah. No Robin
fox.
Hood.
He's a
it's
fox.
A pest. No, come on. Feral in Australia.
Come on. Let's be serious.
Okay. Tough crowd. All right. And what's the other clue?
No, that was the, dude.
Then,
that was
well, the other. Well, then,
oh yeah, clue, yeah. Unfortunately, you guys kind of spoiled the other clue. We have a mascot in the studio today. It's not my drummer Tom. It's his lion.
It's like a small lion.
Does a lion have
it's a
name?
Small
dude?
Lion boy.
Yeah.
I don't think the lion has a name. We'll call it Rar.
Okay. So.
You call it Marcus, perhaps?
Marcus. Yeah, Marcus. Marcus the Lion.
Yeah.
As in Marcus Mumford.
From Mumford and Sons.
Little Lion Man.
Yep. Let's do it. Let's suck the energy out of it. Now, here we go. This is going to be great. Why have you chosen to do this very, very big song, which took out the number one position in the Hottest 100 a couple
because,
of years ago?
Because it's an amazing song. I love it. They're touring at the moment. I really want to go see them. And yeah, this song just rules, and I thought we could do something. Usually I play with a banjo when I play live,
right.
And we
really?
Thought we'd take a song where the banjo was like the thing and then not have a banjo in it. So
yeah.
that's what we're doing today.
Chance Waters style, messing you up.
Yep.
All right, great. Well, really interested to hear how this is going to go. We need a bit of a language warning. If you don't like rude words, maybe pop down your radio just for a little bit. But here we go. Chance Waters for Like a Version on your Friday, covering Little Lion Man. We got there in the end by Mumford and Sons.
I'm a little lion man with a head full of stars but a coward's heart. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man with a head full of stars but a coward's heart. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man. But a coward's heart. I'm sorry for the things I've done. More sorry for the man I'm not. She says now don't you worry. Picks petals off a love me not. I swear she could walk on water if she didn't have to hold me up. My friends all look like strangers. My desk is crumpled papers. I wanna take this world and break it apart and rearrange it. Yeah, I got a lot of problems, but I guess I got a lot more angels. One thing I know for sure though, none of them come from bravery. It takes a lot less effort to learn to fear than love. But if I just don't try then, I will never have to give up. She says that she knows my heart, that I come so far, that I will not stop. That I don't see me like they see me. Well, I think she's wrong, but I hope she's not.
Not your fault, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up. Didn't I, my dear?
I'm a little lion man with a head full of stars, but a coward's heart. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man with a head full of stars, but a coward's heart. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man. I'm a little lion man with a body of tin but a heart of stone. My friends all wanna get high, well, I just don't wanna get low. They're scared of things they know. Me, I'm scared of the things I don't. I fear that bump and then I could be myself if I lose hope. I did not start the fire, some but I sure watched it burn. I sat and warm my hands to the ash of the gifts that I've not earned. I swear on the body in the box that I will be when it comes my turn. You can tell the people that I love that I may get wrong, but I will return.
And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
I'm a little lion man with a head full of stars but a coward's heart. I'm a little lion man with a body of tin but a heart of stone. I'm a little
your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. And now I'm out here. But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Yeah! Oh, man.
Goodness gracious me.
On Triple J, that is Chance Waters and Band covering Mumford & Sons' Little Lion Man like you've never heard it before. That was incredible, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think John Reichardt was the good bits.
All right. Right. Well, let's give it up for John, shredding, everybody.
Shredding on the guitar, as was Steve, Tim and Tom, can I say. So doing some sensational harmonies. Is that a part of the Chance Waters live show, a few backing band harmonies usually?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're down on that. I thought you meant Little Lion Man. No, that's exclusive for you guys.
You should take that on. Yeah. Oh,
very nice of you to put that together. Chance Waters on Triple J.
Thanks very much. I tell you what, that's going to get people in Perth excited who might be going along to see Mumford & Sons tonight. They kick off their Australian tour, which is very proudly supported by Triple J at the Belvoir Amphitheatre. Also tonight, if you're in Brizzy, you can go see Bertie Blackman touring with the Rubens at the moment. She plays tonight and tomorrow night in Byron. And your good self on the Young and Dumb Tour, Chance, are heading all around the country, kicking off next Friday night, October 19th, at Happy Yes in Darwin, then going to Port Macquarie, Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Hobart, Traralgon, Melbourne, Adelaide. All those dates on the Triple J gig guide at triplej.net.au. And when do you hope to get the film clip for Young and Dumb sorted out?
Well, submissions go up to the 29th of October. Right. So that's when we're going to finish sort of getting the footage, and then we'll have to weed through it for a couple of weeks. So it'll be out in November, like a little bit after the album comes out.
Well, I think people film themselves doing Young and Dumb things anyway, so you may as well upload it and get it in
a sweet video clip. Just get it off YouTube. Like, well, that's what YouTube is. Is it people doing stupid shit, jackass? Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, totally just rip the whole thing.
Absolutely.
I could just use somebody that I used to know or something.
I'll just see somebody that, release a song, just put their song over the most famous film clip of all time.
Weezer did quite well with Pork and Beans, adapting a lot of it.
Oh, they do, too. Yeah, that was one. Good.
But anyway, Chance, we'll let you get going. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good luck, man.
Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yep. Cheers. Thanks very much.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos and videos.
Triple J. Woo!